You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell. Today, we're stepping into a conversation that doesn't get talked about enough. Veganism started as an ethical movement, a moral stance, a grassroots rebellion against systems of exploitation. But today, it's also a multi-billion dollar industry. So here's the question. Who actually profits from the movement? And more importantly, what does that mean for the future of veganism? Let's break it down. Over the last decade, major food corporations have quietly begun buying up plant-based brands. We've seen Danone acquire White Wave, which includes brands like Alpro and Silk. Nestle invests heavily in plant-based meats and dairy alternatives. And Unilever purchasing Vegetarian Butcher and expanding its plant-based portfolio. On one hand, this is growth, distribution, scale, accessibility. Plant-based milk isn't niche anymore. It's in every grocery store. But on the other hand, it raises a systems question. If corporations that profit from animal agriculture are also profiting from plant-based alternatives, is it transformation? Or is that market diversification? Are we disrupting the system or feeding it new revenue streams? That tension matters. Now, let's talk about venture capital. Companies like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods didn't grow through bake sales and community potlucks. They grew through massive investment rounds. Billions of dollars flowed into alternative protein over the last 10 years. Silicon Valley sees food tech as the next frontier. From a client perspective, this makes sense. Investors see opportunity in reducing methane, scaling lab innovations, and capturing market share from industrial animal agriculture. But venture capital comes with expectations. High growth, fast returns, exit strategies. And that could shift priorities. When profit becomes the main driver, ethics can get diluted in marketing language. Suddenly, it's not about liberation, it's about valuation. Again, not inherently bad, but important to examine. Now, let's zoom out. While corporations raise millions, grassroots nonprofits are still scraping together donations. Organizations like the Vegan Society, the group that literally coined the term vegan in 1944, operate on modest budgets compared to multinational food giants. Local vegan nonprofits, community organizers, and sanctuaries often depend on volunteers and small donations. They focus on education, outreach, food justice, and animal rescue. They are mission first. Corporate veganism is scale first. Grassroots veganism is values first. The question becomes, can these two coexist without one overshadowing the other? Because visibility does not always equal power, and funding shapes narratives. This is where it gets interesting. Historically, veganism was decentralized, independent activists, local meetups, zines, word of mouth. Now algorithms determine visibility. Retail shelf space determines influence. Investor boards determine strategic direction. Is the movement becoming centralized in the hands of a few powerful companies? Or is this just natural evolution of a growing cultural shift? Centralization can bring efficiency, but it can also reduce diversity in voices. It can prioritize products over principles, and it can make veganism feel like a brand instead of a belief. And once something becomes a brand, it becomes easier to reshape, dilute, or co-opt. That's not fear, that's history. We've seen it happen in other movements. Now here's where I land. Growth is not the enemy. Scale is not the enemy. Accessibility is not the enemy. If a plant-based burger replaces a beef burger, that's progress. If dairy milk reduces suffering and environmental damage, that matters. But we have to stay conscious. Who owns the brands? Where does the profit flow? Are grassroots organizations supported at the same level as corporate launches? Because movements shift culture, industries chase revenue, and those are not always aligned. As vegans, we often talk about food choices, but maybe we also need to talk about economic choices. Supporting local vegan restaurants, donating to sanctuaries, backing mission-driven brands, understanding supply chains. If we don't ask who profits from the movement, someone else will answer that question for us. And the future of veganism will be shaped accordingly. This isn't about purity tests, it's about awareness. The business of being vegan is real. The question is whether the movement stays community powered or becomes fully corporate owned. And maybe the answer isn't either or. Maybe it's about balance. As always, thanks for listening to the Vegans Explore podcast. If this episode made you think, share it with someone who cares about where this movement is headed. And as always, we are a daily podcast, so I'll see you tomorrow.